Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The 18th edition of the International Conference on AIDS and STIs in Africa opens in Harare, with the World Health Organization tabling new antiretroviral therapy guidelines towards ending HIV/AIDS.
We do acknowledge that we still have much to do and significant gaps remain in what we are achieving. For example, only 52% of people living with HIV know their status.
President Mugabe says developed nations should provide more resources to help Africa mitigate the effects of climate change.
In a way, it's quite true. I think they should be doing more, especially if you look at the level of pollution, you know. You know, our emissions are very low, but at the same time, we are the people who are paying the price, eh?
And Zimbabwe is preparing for a historic visit by Chinese leader Xi Jinping tomorrow.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
The 18th edition of ICASA, the International Conference on AIDS and STIs in Africa, has started in Harare, with World Health Organization tabling new antiretroviral therapy guidelines designed to help the countries meet the ambitious 90-90-90 treatment target to end the AIDS epidemic target by 2020. Notando Sibanda tells us more.
The new guidelines state that AIDS should be initiated in everyone living with HIV, regardless of the CD4 count or showing symptoms of being infected. Addressing delegates at the International Conference on AIDS and STIs in Africa 2015, World Health Organization Africa Regional Director Dr. Matshidiso Moeti says this is based on evidence from clinical trials showing that earlier use of ARDS results in better clinical outcomes for people living with HIV compared with delayed treatment, which is key in meeting the target of 90% knowing their HIV status, 90% on treatment, and 90% with viral load suppression by 2020. This, she says, has implications on expenditure on HIV, since it will mean doubling the number of people on ARDS on the continent.
We do acknowledge that we still have much to do and significant gaps remain in what we are achieving. For example, only 52% of people living with HIV know their status, and the coverage of treatment only remains at 41%. Only 30% of children in need are receiving HIV treatment. There are still more than 1 million new infections of HIV in Africa every year.
Africa is faced with a challenge of excluding key populations such as adolescents, prisoners, gays and sex workers who find themselves without necessary interventions in preventing HIV. Zimbabwe Health and Child Care Minister Dr. David Parurenyatwa says the post-2015 agenda of a human rights approach to HIV makes it imperative that these populations are integrated into programming.
We've not done enough. We think we have, but we haven't. Yes, we've disseminated information, but if you go to growth points now, it's still a challenge. People who sell sex, don't arrest them. That's not the answer. The correctional services, where men are having sex with men, to me, it's a key population. Those are what you should be looking at. So those are the areas, I think, that we need to look at and be able to address in an open manner.
ICASA 2015 was officially opened by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa amid concerns that delegates representing the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender communities are being marginalized. This follows reports that the African Men for Sexual Health and Rights delegation had its workshop material seized at the Harare International Airport, as well as its exhibition stand temporarily pulled down. Addressing delegates in his speech, Mr. Mnangagwa did not allay these fears, saying Africa should not be expected to embrace practices foreign to its culture under the guise of human rights.
There is a strong correlation between STIs and HIV infection rate. ICASA thus provides a platform for dialogue and knowledge sharing on HIV, AIDS and STIs, albeit in our unique African social, cultural and economic settings. As espoused by His Excellency, the President of our Republic, we equally reject attempts to prescribe new rights that are contrary to our norms, values, traditions and beliefs.
ICASA 2015, which is running under the theme AIDS and Post-2015 Era, Linking Leadership, Science and Human Rights, ends on Friday the 4th. Upcoming discussions at the conference include the security of ARVs and other essential health commodities in Africa, the role of the regional economy communities, and ECOWAS Regional Pharmaceutical Plan tomorrow, and molecular technologies, including early infant diagnosis and viral load testing services for HIV in Africa on Wednesday. Zimbabwe's Tumbuka Dance Group, Mukumba, and children's rights group, Zwandiri, are the voices behind the ICASA 2015 official theme song, which was presented at the official opening. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Notando Spanda.
President Robert Mugabe is in Paris, France, attending the crucial summit looking at ways through which the world can help mitigate the effects of climate change. In his address earlier today, Mr. Mugabe took a swipe at Western leaders for being miserly and warned that the world is on the brink as it struggles to address the issue of climate change. Mr. Mugabe said developed nations are not showing serious commitment in reaching an agreement on dealing effectively with the issue of climate change. The president said, quote, "It is the developing countries and Africa in particular that is feeling the most devastating effects of climate change caused by industrialization of the developed world." He continued saying, quote, "It is as at this conference that developed countries finally assume responsibility and avail resources for adaptation and make more commitments towards mitigation of the phenomenon." Mr. Mugabe added that, quote, "It is unquestionable that not only are developed countries miserly in providing the means for developing countries, but also want inordinately to burden us with cleaning up the mess they themselves have created," he told the gathering. Other leaders at the summit include President Barack Obama of the United States, Xi Jinping of China, and Russian President Vladimir Putin. At the summit, Beijing and Washington announced a joint approach in dealing with climate change. Mr. Obama told world leaders that the effects of climate change are affecting the whole world without exception.
"Our nations share a sense of urgency about this challenge and a growing realization that it is within our power to do something about it. Our understanding of the ways human beings disrupt the climate advances by the day. 14 of the 15 warmest years on record have occurred since the year 2000, and 2015 is on pace to be the warmest year of all. No nation, large or small, wealthy or poor, is immune to what this means. This summer, I saw the effects of climate change firsthand in our northernmost state, Alaska, where the sea is already swallowing villages and eroding shorelines, where permafrost thaws and the tundra burns, where glaciers are melting at a pace unprecedented in modern times."
11 countries have pledged US $250 million towards climate change adaptation at the conference. Environment Africa's Barabbas Mawire tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Mr. Mugabe's concerns are legitimate.
"In a way, it's quite true. I think they should be doing more, especially if you look at the level of pollution, you know, coming from Africa, or emissions, if I can say. You know, our emissions are very low, but at the same time, we are the people who are paying the price. Eh? And also, there is this historical context to the causes of climate change, you know. So, in a way, it's true."
Are world leaders, particularly Beijing and Washington, showing any commitment to building political momentum towards greater efforts in mitigating climate change?
"Currently, they are not doing enough, because if you look at the position normally taken by the United States and China, it actually puts everybody in a very difficult situation. They don't want to commit, you know, themselves. You know, their reasons being, if you look at they are afraid that, you know, most of their industries can close shop, eh? But I think if you look at the suffering that is happening
especially in us developing countries, where we are not able to cope. I'm sure something needs to be done to try and contain this temperature rise so that we keep it below the 1.5 degrees threshold.
That was Director Barnabas Mawire of Environment Africa speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.